No one ever said thank you to Ed Spencer.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Years ago, Ed Spencer risked his life to save 17 people from drowning in Lake Michigan. A steamship, Lady Elgin, broke apart and began sinking fast. Spencer rushed from his dormitory, tied a rope around his waist, and swam out to the ship again and again until he had saved 17 people. Finally, physically exhausted, he passed out and was taken to his room. Later, as he opened his eyes, his first question was, "Did I do my full duty? Did I do my best?" Spencer's injuries were so severe that he spent the rest of his life in a wheelchair. Yet, not a single one of the people he saved ever came to say, "Thank you." That's what God charged his ancient people, Israel, with, despite all he had done for them. We read in Micah chapter 6, "O my people, what have I done to you? I brought you out of Egypt and redeemed you from slavery. I sent Moses, Aaron, and Miriam to help you. Don't you remember, my people, how King Balak of Moab tried to have you cursed, and how Balaam, son of Beor, blessed you instead?" Some asked how they could show gratitude. God replied, "He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." Justice and love toward others, humility toward God. Anything less is an attitude of ingratitude.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.